This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16 and you are listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we're talking now about a new law introduced today that will allow the Prime Minister, Chief Ministers or Menteri Besar to tap into federal funds without approval, which what it actually does is it gives powers to these people or these people in these positions, rather, to pass additional government spending without approval from state or federal legislative assemblies. Instead, the funds will just be approved directly by the finance ministry.
Yeah, so how this differs from what it used to be before is that, before this, the ruling party would spend something first, and then they would need to seek parliament's permission to pass a supplementary bill to access more funding. But if there's disagreement on that bill by the parliament, the ruling party has to explain why those expenses were made. Now, this new law, however, says that that can be circumvented. The Menteri Besar, the Chief Minister of a state, can actually approve additional expenditure or withdrawals. The same goes for the Prime Minister as well. So essentially, we're talking about a lack of a check and balance, really, in terms of why that funding is needed and how it's being spent.
Yeah, so a lack of check and balance has been the song that most of us have been singing for the better part of a year now, especially because, as we say and cannot say often enough, Parliament is not in session. And so even though technically it is possible, and so because of that, there just isn't the room for the kinds of public discussions that would normally be occurring. I think that's above and beyond the kind of troubling directness of this. I am looking also at, the lack of transparency for whatever Parliament usually affords, because you at least get to hear questions being asked, you at least get to hear responses being made, and to some degree, you get the justification from that as a member of the public. And in this case, it's completely over our heads. It is completely nothing to do with us.
And so this law comes into effect today, and it is actually one of the few laws actually that have been introduced, right, as part of the emergency ordinance. And one of the things that I think it's really this question of whose oversight then, and who is the one that's answerable to us? For instance, when it comes to funding in particular, there needs to be some level of accountability, because we're talking about taxpayers' money. And particularly at this time when the economy is already struggling, I think that's part of the reason why it's gotten people worried and critical of this move.
So we want to understand this in a bit more detail. On the line with us now, we have lawyer Lim Wei Jiat sharing his thoughts. Wei Jiat, thanks for speaking with us. Could you explain in layman terms what this ordinance means and what sorts of powers will it give the Prime Minister and the various chief ministers?
Well, in layman terms, it means that the executive and the chief ministers at the state level are able to pass the budget and utilize monies and for their own purposes without going through parliament or the state legislative assembly. If you recall, every year or every quarter, there will be a budget that is being tabled in parliament. It will be debated, scrutinized, and passed. Now, that entire scrutiny and entire process of scrutiny will no longer be there, and the executive, namely the cabinet, will have untrammeled and full powers to decide however and whichever way the monies will be designated to. So that removes any kind of oversight and checks and balances, and to me that is very bad for democracy and good governance in Malaysia.
So what broader impact is this likely to have?
The impact of this new law is that there will be no checks and balances and public scrutiny towards how the budget is being allocated by the federal government, where the monies are being channeled to, and whether they are proportionately channeled to or otherwise. This process is important because if you recall in Budget 2020, there were certain, you know, allocations which are very, very controversial. For example, the 85 million allocation to JASA or JCOM. And that received a lot of criticism by opposition MPs. And eventually the finance minister, you know, reduced the allocation. So that is the importance of legislative scrutiny upon how the budget and our monies are to be allocated on and how important it is. So if you remove that altogether, it means that the executive has the final say. So they can abuse it however they can. And they may be ineffectively allocating money because there's no scrutiny. So that as a net result, the people may be deprived of you know, certain allocations. They may not be good policy outcomes because of this. You know, because there may be marginalized communities or sectors which the executive may have overlooked, which opposition MPs or backbenchers could have pointed out. But, you know, there's now no opportunity for that kind of exchange to take place. And therefore, public policy as a whole will be poorer as a result.
Wijet, could you elaborate further on how this new law leaves room for the misuse of power?
Yeah, it leaves room for abuse of power because there is simply no checks and balance and scrutiny by the legislature upon how the executive uses our money, allocates our money. So when there is no scrutiny, there is no accountability in Parliament, there is no room for opposition MPs to question the minister and for the minister to stand up and reply. You know, all that kind of exchange is very vital to ensure that the executive is spending our money wisely, you know, because when they have to account for it in Parliament, then they'll naturally have to answer for everything. But now they will probably not feel that they have to be answerable to anyone. And that is dangerous. And that is very, unfortunate for fiscal policy in Malaysia as a whole.
Could you tell us more about why the legislative process is so crucial for budget planning and for fund use?
It's crucial because of the checks and balances that I mentioned earlier. The fact that you're able to question ministers and for ministers to have the platform to be forced to reply to those questions. You know, that is the beauty of the legislative chamber. You know, it allows that kind of robust exchange of ideas and opinions to take place, and for the executive to reflect upon themselves, you know, am I doing this correctly, or could I improve on this a little bit better after hearing the speech from the opposition leader, for example. You know, those kind of things are important in any democracy, and if that doesn't take place, then, you know, public policy, there's a negative outcome public policy wise.
Are there any potential benefits to having this ordinance?
No, there's no benefit to it. No.
Okay, we had to ask. So this does open up avenues for state leaders and the Prime Minister to use funds without checks and balances. You know, should they?
No, they should not. Because absolute powers corrupts absolutely. So no single person or entity should have the final say on how our money is to be allocated. It is taxpayer money, by the way, and to allow that money to be tapped into by a single person or the cabinet, you know, that is unheard of, because our constitution envisages Parliament to have oversight on how money is to be channeled and used. Now that has been completely, you know, taken away because of this latest proclamation by the government.
So, Wijet, while this ordinance is in effect, are there other measures that can be put in place to hold the government accountable?
The media and the public has to continue to play their role to point out the flaws in the government budget, since, you know, Parliament is unable to do so. So there are avenues, of course, But you know, depriving the people of Malaysia the availability of the legislative chamber to scrutinize upon the executive's fiscal policy is a shame, because you know MPs are equipped with researchers, public policy analysts, and they are given this platform to have a Q&A with the minister, but that's been taken away. But I suppose the media and the public have to continue to play their role to monitor and to scrutinize the government if that is taken away.
Wei Jiat, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was lawyer Lim Wei Jiat weighing in on a new law that essentially allows the Prime Minister, Menteri Besar and Chief Ministers to pass additional government spending without approval from state or federal legislative assemblies, instead having those funds approved directly by the Finance Ministry. If you have thoughts you want to share, send them our way. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. And just to say that after 7:30 today on Popcorn Culture, we are reviewing a very old school cinematic blockbuster with new school technology. That is Godzilla vs. Kong. That's coming your way. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.